And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 3rd, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Well, first up, those of you watching the Groundhog might be aware that we're in for another 6 weeks of winter, so anyone interested in winter photography or waiting for more snow, it's good news for you. Those of you hoping for more summer, well, sorry, you might have to wait a bit on that. Moving on to the weekly news from the Nikonians Academy and Director Mike Hagen. To meet current market demand, we've added a bunch of extra D200 in-depth workshops around the US of A. In fact, we have a new one open in Las Vegas for Thursday. That's this coming Thursday, February 14th, 2008. So come out to Vegas and join this fantastic workshop. We are also really looking forward to our 4-day advanced digital imaging workflow events this year, and now they'll be even better with the participation of the image doctors. Yep, Rick Walker and Jason Odell and Mike Hagen will team up to give you amazing hands-on tutorials on all the tools we use in the digital darkroom. Our classrooms will be packed with printers that we can use for output, as well as calibration tools to make sure your laptop is displaying correct colors. Mike guarantees you'll go home with a wealth of information you can use immediately in your own photography. And hey, that color calibration lasts for a little while, so if you don't have a calibrator of your own, you can use the technology at the workshops for a bit until you can get your hands on one. As well, we have one available seat in our Moab, Utah travel workshop, so hurry up to be the last participant in this exciting adventure to one of America's most beautiful locations. Have you ever wanted to photograph the Mesa Arch at sunrise or Balanced Rock at sunset? You have a unique opportunity to join this intrepid group of photographers, so don't let it pass you by. If photography in the southwest of the USA is something that's up your alley, then you might also check out the Page, Arizona trip we have planned for April 8th through 11th. The main focus of this trip will be Antelope Canyon, Horseshoe Bend, and Glen Canyon. It's a great opportunity to combine field photography with classroom learning and critique. That's all from Mike for this week, and he tells us all to get out there and take some photos. Thank you very much, Mike, for that news. Moving on to news from Nikon. Nikon has unveiled their newest products, including the new D60 DSLR, 6 new Coolpix models, and 2 new lenses. So if you're interested in any of that, check out the link in the blog to take you right to those particular information pages. There are also some unofficial samples from the new Nikkor 16-85mm f3.5-5.6 GED AFS DX VR lens. That's a lot of letters, but hey, we like our lenses, so they have to come with all the handy stuff. However, to counter the new releases, Nikon has announced that they are going to be retiring older software, such as Nikon View and Picture Project, at the end of this month, which means that the full complete downloads of the software will no longer be available. If you have that software and you want to check to see if you might be affected, check out the link in the blog. In other news, it's still all about lenses. Sun-X has announced a new super fisheye lens, which looks really kind of neat and was out at PMA. Tamron has updated their 17-50mm f2.8, so that is compatible with cameras like the D40 and D40X. So there's a little internal motor in that that allows the full autofocus capability to occur so it can work with those cameras. And Sigma has been hard at work filling some gaps between Nikon's lenses. They are offering new 120-400mm and a 150-500mm lenses. So if you need those particular ranges in telephoto zooms, check out the link and see if those lenses might be for you. That's it for the news. So moving on to the forums, checking out the Photographers Wanted forum, I found out that an Iconian JBP is looking for an assistant in Southeast England for equestrian shows. So if you've got your eye on doing some of that, give him a shout. The February online photo assignment is, well, it's kind of apropos, I suppose. It's Vivid Red. So if you like doing the photo assignments, or you like red and like taking pictures of all things red, check out this month's new photo assignment. Moving on to the cafe, some interesting threads that I stumbled upon. One was entitled Unusual Experiences While on a Photography Trip. So just kind of check that out. It's a very interesting read to see what certain people are attuned to when they're, well, they got their eye in their camera and they're looking through the lens, and some kind of other senses might trigger something. So if you've had some unusual experiences while out on a photography trip, take a look at that. And just what we needed. iPhone owners should check out a link I have posted in the blog. It's definitely interesting and, well, it made me giggle a bit, but I won't give it away here on the actual podcast, so you'll have to check out that blog at podcast.niconians.org. Look for the newsflash particular blogs, and you should be able to get that link for you as well. And the forum of the week this week is the D40, D50, and D60 forums, and well, I did that specifically because of the new D60 camera. So if you have an eye on maybe upgrading your D40, or well, you never got a D40 or a D80 and you'd like to check out those particular types of cameras, check that out. And as well, if you do have a D40 or a D50 and you want some help or feedback on that, check out that forum as well. Now, my choice photo of the week is called Defeat, so check that out. The link's in the blog as always. And that's going to wrap it up for me this week. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please email me at newsflash@niconians.org or give us a drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. And that's it, and I will be back soon for the next edition of Niconians Newsflash.